High pressure will bring us a good amount of sunshine for the day today, although clouds will continue to increase this afternoon. It'll stay dry. And with a southerly breeze developing, we'll see temperatures climbing into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Thickening clouds tonight with the chance for a few flurries and snow showers, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills by sunrise, as temperatures drop back into the 20s. Not a particularly strong storm. In fact, it will phase with a low-pressure center off the eastern seaboard tomorrow. This clipper will bring the chance for some off-and-on snow showers during the day on Friday. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy and breezy with highs in the mid-30s. Most locations across interior New York and New England could see a dusting up to an inch of snow by the time the day is over. During the day on Saturday, as this storm departs to the north and east, we'll have some sunshine around, giving way to cloud cover as another weak disturbance dives in. A rain or snow shower is possible Saturday, but mainly dry with highs again in the middle to upper 30s. We'll start a warming trend as a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere develops again over the eastern part of the country in response to a storm out west. This will produce a mix of sun and clouds, a southerly wind flow, and mild air on Sunday with highs in the middle 40s. A weak disturbance riding through this flow on Monday could produce a few scattered rain showers and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Behind that front, sunshine will give way to some clouds Tuesday, back into the lower 40s, and right now it looks like a rainstorm on Wednesday with highs remaining in the 40 to 45 degree range. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, strong jet stream energy will move northeastward across the Florida Peninsula today, while at the surface, a cold front will advance from the Gulf of Mexico, reaching the peninsula during the afternoon. Ahead of the front, dew points will be from the mid-60s to lower 70s, and this moist air mass combined with surface heating could result in moderate instability. Thunderstorms will gradually develop an increase in coverage across central and southern Florida today, and with strong shear profiles, a marginal wind damage threat is possible. A brief tornado cannot be ruled out near Miami, where the instability is forecast to be the strongest. Meanwhile, snow showers are expected across the Great Lakes as that clipper moves through. Snow accumulations are expected to be on the lighter side, with most places less than 6 inches. And a series of Pacific frontal systems will keep the Northwest and Intermountain West wet and unsettled. Rain will spread inland across this region today, with snow across the highest elevations of the Washington Cascades and the Intermountain region. Accumulations will be up to a foot with locally higher amounts, and rainfall will fall along the coastal sections with 2 to 6 inches of rain possible through the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Opa-locka, Florida, to a low of 23 below zero at Antero Reservoir and Crested Butte, both in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers developing later and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 56 set in 1916, and the record low 16 below zero in 2005. Sunrise this morning at 7:14 a.m., sunset this evening at 5:02 p.m., 9 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, a few snow showers possible today, especially in the mountains, with highs in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds with scattered snow showers tonight in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s, increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a few snow showers possible today and highs in the mid 30s. Increasing clouds with scattered snow showers tonight in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 40. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Thickening clouds tonight with a few snow showers possible by morning and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with off and on snow showers, a dusting up to an inch possible in most places, becoming breezy in the mid-30s. Some sunshine Saturday morning, then a rain or snow shower with some clouds in the afternoon, mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds milder Sunday, mid-40s. Scattered rain showers, mid to upper 40s Monday. Dry on Tuesday with increasing clouds, lower 40s, and a good chance of rain on Wednesday with highs in the mid-40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.